Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Daily Tips, Twitter Database Cleanup. Hi, everyone. Welcome to today's tip. Today, I would like to talk a little bit about Quitter. This is not introducing a new feature necessarily, but talking about a little bit of house cleaning that you can do with Quitter to improve its performance. After a while, especially if you follow a lot of people, you might notice that it gets a little bit slow. Its kind of response time is a little bit sluggish, and it doesn't perform as quickly and snappily as it did before. Well, I thought to myself, okay, this has got to be because the database is getting big, and it has to load a bunch of tweets at a time every time it pings Twitter and refreshes your list. So I thought, okay, I will just delete the session and start all over again, which I did several times. It turns out that's not really necessary. And I did not know about this until a couple days ago when I heard about it on Twitter. And then Christopher Toth, otherwise known as Mongoose_Q, one of the principal developers of the program, posted a tip about this and how to counteract the sluggishness without having to delete the entire session and start all the way over again. So I'm going to show you. It's essentially deleting two files from each session that you have, each Twitter session. So I'm going to show you how to do this. It's essentially deleting two files from each of your sessions. They are a certain type of file, and I'll show you how to do this. So I just realized I've got Quitter open, and I need to exit it before I do this.
Exit Quitter dialog. Are you sure you wish to exit Quitter? Yes button. Alt. Exit in Quitter. Gold wave. Untitled 1.
If I don't exit Quitter, it will create havoc. Now, the files that I want have the file extension .durus. They are database type things. Usually file extensions are 3 characters, but this happens to be a 5-character one. Okay, well, how to find these files? I have Windows 7, so my file setup may be a tad bit different than if you're in Windows XP.
Desktop.
But I'm going to show you how to find them from the desktop of my computer. They are under Documents and Settings and your username. And from there, you can probably find them pretty easily if you've got XP.
Aaron.
I'm going to go into Application Data.
App data items view multi-select list box not selected local 8/30 local low roaming.
I've got local low and roaming, and I'm going to go into roaming.
Roaming items view multi-select list box not selected accurate grip 2/13/2011/2:24 p.m. file folder 1/47.
And every time I go in here, it seems like I find new stuff. I don't know what I install. Okay, Quitter.
Quitter.
There we go. I'm looking for Quitter. And Windows XP, of course, you go under Documents and Settings. And
Quitter items view multi-select list box not selected melting pot 8/14/2011/7.
And you'll find it there. Now, I've gone in, and it has all of my sessions as each as a separate directory.
Melting pot, melting pot, mushroom, session files, Texas.
Leave session files alone. You don't need to go in there.
Texas, Twitter, updates, voice, durus.log, error.log, main.conf, twitter.log, stopwatch.session, wx.log.
Okay. Well, I want to go into a couple of my main Twitter sessions that get a lot of activity.
Texas, Twitter.
One is Tech Access, which is my Tech Access Weekly account, and the other one is Twitter, my regular Twitter session. I'm going to go into
Tech Access.
My Tech Access session.
Tech Access. Items view multi-select list box. Not selected data. 8/2/2011/4:22 p.m. file folder. 1/4.
And all of these sessions have pretty much the same stuff in them.
Session.conf. TechAccess.durus. TechAccess.durus.prepack.
The only ones I need to be concerned with are the last two.
Texas.durus.
And the file will have your session name and then DURUS as the extension. And the second one will be your session name and then Durus Prepack as your extension. At Durus.prepack. So you want to delete these two database files.
Selected. Texas.durus.prepack 9/1/2011/4 p.m. Prepack file 37,680 KB. Delete multiple items dialog. Are you sure you want to permanently delete these two items? Yes button. Alt plus Y.
And I want them to go away.
Texas.
Bye-bye.
Items view multi-select list box. Not selected data.
And Quitter. I'm going to do it for my regular
Texas.
Twitter session.
Twitter. Items view. Session.conf. Twitter.durus. Twitter.durus.prepack. Twitter.durus. Selected. Twitter.durus.prepack 9/1/2011/4:02 p.m. Prepack file 130,479 KB. Delete multiple items dialog. Are you sure? No but. Yes button. Alt. Twitter items view multi-select list box.
And I deleted them permanently. I guess, of course, you can put them in the recycle bin. There is a drawback to this. You might want to know you lose all your old tweets. You won't get them back. I mean, they're obviously on Twitter, but you won't get them back through Quitter. You'll only get back the last 200 tweets that you've received. when Quitter pings Twitter each time. So now I'm going to load Quitter.
Menu, search, Quitter. Leaving menus. Global mute on, dimensions, empty.
Wow, that's awfully snappy. It usually takes a little bit longer than that to load. It's still
logged into
logging
Twitter
in.
As Weekly. Logged into Twitter as Multinput Show. TechXS 200 tweets. Logged into Twitter as Integer. Melting Pot 178 tweets. 199
tweets. 186
tweets in
list
timeline for science and tech. TechXS 186 direct messages. TechXS 189 mentions. TechXS 351 sent items. 171 tweets in list timeline for friends. 187 tweets in list timeline for accessibility. 194 tweets in list timeline for Carolina.
There we go. That's all of my stuff. At least that I have currently loaded. So it seems to take a lot shorter time once those files are deleted to load. The bigger they are, the slower Quitter is to load, and the slower sometimes it is to update each time. So that is how you improve Quitter's performance. One of the ways you can do that, you just delete the database files. You don't have to delete the whole session and start over, which was a fantastic thing for me to find out because I kept doing that. So it is simple as that. They are working on trying to fix this problem and will have a solution out probably when Quitter 5 comes out. Again, simple as that. Delete the DURUS files in each session. Thank you very much for listening, and I will see you next time. You can contact the show in one of the following ways. Visit our website, techaccessweekly.com. Follow us on Twitter, TA_weekly. Send us email, techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Leave a voice comment, 260-227-5829.